Hey, everybody, it's Angel Answers, and today is February 7th, 2024. It's Wednesday, Wild Wednesday again. Here we are, and my name is Jan Drake-Bakke. I'll be one of the co-hosts along with Liz Fister. Hey, Liz. She's one of the other angels here on air tonight. Hey. And here we
are.
And, yeah, doing good. Doing really good. And how are you?
Oh, pretty good, considering we're running up on the new moon here. I know that energy
That's
can get
right.
wonky.
I feel it, and I do feel it immediately already. And last night I was looking it up because I could feel it last night. So, but that's okay, you know. It's always something, and
yes, it is.
It's always good in a lot of ways, and sometimes not, but mostly it is. Yeah, and so, but Mary Hernandez, DC, and DC Love, and Cat Peoples are off tonight. So it will be Liz Fister, myself, and Peg Jones will be on in a little while. So we have a good lineup of angels on tonight, and we also have a lineup of a lot of nice callers, too. And so I'm going to read the bios first and start off with Mary Hernandez. Is an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And we are missing all the other angels, but we're glad they're off and get a chance to be off. And DC Love is next, is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And I will be reading a channeling that she wrote today. So that's going to be really neat. It's on Toby Keith, and he just recently passed. And Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual, shamanic life coach, and Reiki practitioner. There you go. So that's the bios for them. And then I just want to go and talk about the other shows that we have for Sacred Embers. Sacred Embers is the group that we are from, that we all work out of, and it's on Facebook. And you can find Sacred Embers, the website, www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. Lynn Bleasdell put together this amazing website in that group, and it shows all of our bios, our pictures, everything we do. You can get readings. That's where you can go and get readings from that website. And they all do remarkable things in there, just about everything you can think of, and all kinds of healing. So check it out, Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And so Sunday is Enter the Light, and that's at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdell. Her co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Hawk Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Mary Ann Adams. It's a beautiful show on Sunday. It's a great way to start the day. So then on Monday is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's another beautiful show about healing, a lot of healing modalities they talk about. It's really, really interesting. Then Tuesday is Mary Hernandez called We Are One at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. She's on Instagram Live. She has her guest on with her live, so you get to see them. It's really neat. It's a great show. It's so interesting. All of her guests have been very amazing, and Mary herself, of course, is amazing, as you know. And then The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott, another group of very, very talented lightworkers, and they're on whenever they come in, here and there, and usually I post it on my Facebook when they do come on. So there you go. We're a group of like-minded individuals using our skills and abilities to help and serve others for the benefit of humanity. We came together as lightworkers in the Sacred Embers group, and we share our services. And that's a little blip I wrote to read. anyway, that's who we are. And so, yeah, that's about it. My name is Jan Drake Balke. I'm a psychic medium. I do predictions. I just started my predictions. Some of them are up right now, and I did some more yesterday. I haven't typed them in, but I did get started. So I'm on my way, finally. And I still can't allow myself to listen. Still can't allow myself to listen to the other predictors because I just need to do a few more meditations to get some good stuff in. But I have started and I have gotten a few things in. So I'm excited. So that's that. And I also do animal totems. I can see your spirit guide animals. I actually can see them. And they bring all of us messages. And they are all around us. They really are. All you have to do really is just tap into them, say a prayer, close your eyes, or you don't have to close your eyes, and just ask for them to show up in your mind's eyes, or they will come around you live, your animals. They really will. And it's really powerful. And I think a lot of people are really getting tuned in to the animals nowadays. Also, I write poetry, and I have them all over the place. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other places. And so I'm trying to collaborate with musicians. That's my dream. And a lot of friends want me to write a book, a little mini book. So I'm thinking about that, too. So that's what I'm doing. And, yep, and I've been doing readings, too. So that's been fun, getting back to work. So I'm going to go ahead, and I'll read DC Love's channeling after Liz shares, and we'll hand it right over to Liz, the beautiful, talented Liz sister. Here she is.
Aw, thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
And, oh, I wonder, I can't wait to read your predictions, because last year I thought it was so interesting how you were just a short time into the year, and there were so many things that had already happened, and I was like, wow, Jan. But I'm like, this could get crazy. I should go back and reread them now. And it's been a year, you know, to see, what else transpired.
Yeah.
But
right.
So cool.
Well, thanks, Liz. I appreciate you being interested. I really, really do.
Oh, I think it's so cool. But I'm Liz Pfister. I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I am an intuitive and a medium. I'm a teacher, healer, practitioner of the metaphysical, and many other things. I am a certified sound healer and a Reiki practitioner. I have created a card deck, and I've hosted this show now for almost, I guess, 4 years almost.
Wow.
So a little bit of a lot of stuff that I'm into.
Really?
But I every Tuesday night on my Facebook page at River Maven 77, I live stream a one-hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation that usually keeps me nice and grounded. And for whatever reason, I just got completely thrown off track there. So I guess it's time for a little alignment, Jan. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
So I brought my crystal pyramid, and this will just help to get us all connected and settled in. So let's start by taking a couple deep breaths in through our nose and letting them out through our mouth. So take a nice big deep breath in, filling all the way up until you can't breathe in anymore, and then sigh it out with all the noise and exhaust that you can muster. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up. And then let it out nice and slow. And then one more deep breath in. And as you exhale, focus in on the sound. There we are.
I just don't want it to end is what it is, Liz.
Oh, I know. I was like, oh, this is nice. I've dropped back in.
Yeah.
I know. So just, oh, I have like chills. So I also pulled a card for the collective while we were waiting, and I'm a little dumbfounded, but I'm loving it. So it's from the Sacred Medicine Oracle by Asha Frost, and it's number 15, Eagle Feather Soar. And it says, receiving an eagle feather on our path is the deepest honor. It represents a powerful initiation and a message from the spirit world that you are ready to step into your fullest medicine. It's usually gifted to us by an elder, a medicine person, or someone we respect. This card comes forward for you as a gift from your ancestors. It's a blessing that reminds you that you are on the right path. You are birthing your medicine self, integrating all that you have learned in this lifetime and ready to soar with confidence and pride. It's time to expand, and this card comes forward for you to believe in yourself and your powerful vision. Release your doubts and fears of not being good enough, wise enough, or powerful enough. Eagle medicine crosses your path today to affirm your greatness. Move through your fears and shine. Release your doubts and fly. Eagle reminds you of your sacred responsibility upon this earth as one who chose to be here at this time. You are given gifts and the ability to create beauty and change in the world. It's time to use what you have been given. You are being called to higher heights and ways forward, your vibration increasing with every intentional movement. Don't look back. The only way is toward your greatest visions and dreams. Open your heart to believe. Take a leap of faith and allow the wind to support your wings. Wow.
Oh, that was so beautiful. I saw wings right before you said the word wings. That was amazing.
Wow.
I love that.
Oh, I was like, wow, what a beautiful message. I didn't even read the message in the book before I read it out loud. So.
Uh-huh.
I was about to be soaked up in the middle there. I was like, whoa. So
another thing I didn't want to end. Yes.
Yeah. What another beautiful message for everyone. Just the, you know, we're all being called up to, you know, to this bigger thing, to the light, to just love and be loving and accept, right? And, I don't even know. I'm like, I'm almost
exactly. No, I know what you mean. That's exactly what we're being called to do. Yeah.
Oh, that's what where it said. We agreed to be here at this. Remember that you were agreed to be here at this time. You chose to be here, and I was like, whoa. That's right.
Wow.
How powerful! Like we chose to be here. We chose to go through what we're going through right now. Before we came, we already knew. So, I full body chills.
That is so neat, and I think that message will really help people who are also in the queue listening to this.
Yeah,
I know of one, and it helps me too very much. It helps everyone.
And I will, I'll post a picture of the card in the Facebook page for Sacred Embers as well because it's beautiful.
Okay.
Fun to share that. And it made me think of, my Facebook feed has been filled with nothing but stories about Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs on the Grammys the other night singing Fast Car, one of my favorite songs. Loved it for years when Tracy Chapman first released it, and then when this country singer had done the remake, I first was like, oh, no. Sometimes they're just not as good as the original. And when it was so close, and just to hear a different type of voice sing that song, it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my boyfriend hates anyone remaking a song. And I said, Frank, you got to listen to this. I said, I'm telling you. And he's like, oh. But he put, for weeks, he would not listen to it. And then he finally, he came in from the car. And he says, oh, my gosh, I just heard that Fast Car. It was good. I said, I told you.
Yeah.
I had to share them on my page.
It was so beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And I know that she doesn't come out and just play for everything. So, you know, I know it was an occasion that she chose to come and do this. So just how amazing. And there was one of the remarks I had, because I am, you know, in a very undiverse location. One of the posts I saw said that, you know, it didn't go unnoticed. Actually, it was a post by an African-American person. So they said, you know, it didn't go unnoticed that this, because Tracy Chapman is a lesbian, that this homosexual black female performed on stage next to this white, you know, redneck. And, you know, this was, so it was a perfect symbol of harmony, right? And this, like, nobody cared. Everyone loved it. Everyone just, and another testament to how powerful music is and how it just connects us. And we forget all of those things. We go back to the basics of not realizing that people are different in any way, because no one's pointed it out to us.
Exactly.
Like, we're just all there loving the same thing. So what a cool, cool vibration to be on and witness.
Yes.
You know?
Yep, that's why I love music so much.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I didn't think about it that way at all. I just thought, but, you know, because that's, you and I won't think, we don't think that way anyway.
No, no. I didn't either.
Yeah. Exactly, until you read it. But it was so beautiful. And in fact, that whole show, I watched it on my phone, and whole entire show was so heartfelt. I mean, and then a bunch of my friends on Facebook, dancers, were saying the same thing, how heartfelt and how they cried through the whole thing, because it was so beautiful. I mean, it was just like, wow, the whole energy has just... I don't know.
The artists were so very different.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for bringing that up, because I just really had such an incredible experience listening to that show the other day on my phone.
Yeah.
I was in tears, too. Just everything about it.
Yeah. It was gorgeous. So I'm sorry. I said I had nothing to bring up. I wasn't even planning to bring that up. So there it was. It's what we needed to hear, apparently.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right. Well, I'll let you share DC's message then.
Okay. So DC gave this to me right before the show, and it's a channeling of Toby Keith, and he just passed away, and he was a country musician, singer, and so it's very beautiful. Here it goes. And so it says, "Hi, everyone. It's Toby Keith. I'm honored to be here tonight amongst all of you beautiful angels. I want to talk about me for a moment. Yeah, that's right. Before you open up the phone lines to callers, let's raise our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. Two nights ago, I left my earthly body. I was too tired of just hanging on. With a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart, I began my journey to heaven. I'm not sure if they'll let this old man in. My body was weathered and worn, and I was a little gone to turn around. I was surrounded by family, covered in kisses, wrapped in love, and showered with blessings as I ventured into unfamiliar territory above. I knew in my heart that nothing could separate me from God's love. He'll bring out a side of me that's never been seen. I'm no longer in control and will lay it all on the line, body and soul. I feel like I'm dream walking. I gotta know how this dream ends. Ooh, there's a thin line between dreams and memories. Day's breaking and I ain't waking up. There's so many things on my list to do. I haven't got to it yet. I'll go for a walk and say a little prayer. I used to be hell on wheels when I was a younger man. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. Something seems to ease the pain. I'm so happy that I can't stop crying. I'm laughing through my tears. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, I'm doing my best, dream walking. I'm on a roll now. I got to know how this dream ends. And that's the end. So I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. I'm a
beautiful channeling.
And so I recognize all those beautiful
song
titles in there.
But yeah.
we were laughing that Willie Nelson is outliving all these people.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But he is one of the most fascinating people I have ever seen. I saw his interview on CBS last month before his 90th birthday thing aired. And he does karate. Like, he's a black belt three times over in karate and jujitsu.
Really?
And, like, all these different, yes, all these different kinds he practices every day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he
That's
has
awesome.
Been writing songs. Yeah, he's been writing songs since he was 11 years old.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
He grew up in this little back town in Texas, and, you know, he said the only thing he could do was fight or learn to do something. He says, so he, at 16, I think, decided to go to Nashville and took his songs with him, and Patsy Cline saw Crazy, and she recorded it, and that's what made him famous.
Wow.
By the time
neat.
He was 18 years old. Yep.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, wow. I knew that he had written that song, but I didn't know that, because I guess I always think of Willie Nelson as being old since I've been here.
Yeah.
So I guess I just imagined that he was old at the time Patsy Cline was alive, right? I didn't think that he might have been a young man. But his sons, he has two sons, their voices sound identical to his. They do some songs together.
Wow.
You can find them on YouTube. And it's just amazing. So.
Oh, that's neat. Cool.
All right. Sorry, I'm going on about things.
No, it's a beautiful story about another beautiful and amazing musician and singer, you know, artist. But
yeah.
It's I love artists in general. I love singers and musicians. And so I can hear about it all day. I mean, it's a matter of fact, I listen to music all day long, usually, if I'm not, you know, unless I'm doing something or you know, working or, I don't work that much, but music is on for me all the time because I have to have it going. I love it so much. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and get through these poems and then we can get started. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I think a couple dropped off. Oh, no. Don't drop off, people.
Oh, no.
We're almost there. I'll read these poems real quickly. There aren't that as many as usual. So, okay, this is called Blue Breezes. Be bold and reach for our destiny. Let our hearts touch the sky. Allow divine timing to breeze us through. Surrender, let go, fly. And this is Black and White Echoes of a Full Moon. That night I was humming a familiar tune. Fragments of memories, past love permeated me in electric chills of stillness. As romance was in my soul of black and white echoes of a full moon. And this is called My Peace, My Bliss. As soon as I looked into your eyes, I knew as they penetrated my heart, my mind, my body, my soul, all the way through, there was nothing I could do. We will always be intertwined. Our magnetism is not amiss. Our souls aligned. You are my peace, my bliss. Love poem. Sweet love, hearts of a kind. Love touches the soul, body, and mind. And this is called Vibin, Life to be Grander. Don't listen to gossip, backstabbing, or slander. It is nice to listen to divinity leaders giving hopeful outcomes and spiritual reminders of Vibin on this life to be grander. And this is called What is Love? People think one way or another way. They all think they are correct, right way, wrong way. There is none. Love is all there is. What is love? And this is called Precious Gem, Valentine's. In our hearts and minds, we hold majestic memories of them, excruciating losses. But remaining with us are their bountiful spirit as a precious gem. And this says, love wins. When time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds and love wins. And this is called the heart chakra. The heart chakra will rock you. Take good care of it. It's a powerful yet delicate. It is a love beat. Passion it will meet. It has emotional way, wishing you love, happiness on a sweet Valentine's Day. And this is the rain. I love the rain and its majestic symphony of droplets upon me. In times of silence, I am balanced. I can see. I love how the rain feels like teardrops that blend in with my own. I am protected in its blanket of water. I am free. And this is, I have a good day, fire. Stop your messages because it's too fantastical for some, or the trajectory of it is over the top for others, or the words are too foreign for them. It may change the course of some's path, and send some on their way, and some will stay. God bless our sisters and brothers. If it's sincere from one's heart, their fire will reach some, and they will have a good day. Some of that was a tongue twister. And this is called Remember Eternity. In those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And love is for some a challenge and for another a miracle. And that's that. That's the poem.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Little ones, little snippets, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I love those. Sometimes they make you feel better, you know.
Yeah. I hope so. Thank you.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I have my friend Amber. She's a writer and she suffers with some mental health things. But every once in a while, she'll send me a text message and it's some cute little like limerick poem that she's written to. And it always she always sends it just at the right time, you know, when I'm feeling bummed out or down, and I'm like, starting to get down in the dumps, and she'll send a little message, and I'm like, Amber, thanks for sending a message. I'm like, I love that. It's always so
cute.
That makes me smile.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I love poems like that. They're my favorite ones.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad.
Welcome. All right. Well, I shared our post again in the Sacred Embers group about Michelle being on, and I hope people weren't disconnected with a bad connection or something.
I know. A couple people dropped off. I'm sorry they did.
Yeah, hopefully they'll call back. I saw that one of them was from last week, so we definitely we would have got to them right away. But I know Peg will be coming on in about a half an hour, so I think we can take at least one caller between now and then, maybe a couple. And we just want to remind callers, to have a question ready when we pick up. And, you know, as much as we love to hear all your background stuff, we usually have a very full switchboard and to move through if we can just, answer your question. And if you'd love to talk to us more, because we would love to hear it, you know, contact us for a private time where we can do that. And we'll have time to spend with you. Okay? So if you're ready, Jan, we'll pick up our first caller.
I'm totally ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Constance. How are you, beautiful ladies?
Hi, Constance.
How are you?
Struggling because I'm on my fourth year of COVID-19, a long hauler. So, got specialized problems, but I am trying to deal with it as best as I can. And so my question was about my health. Just there's just so many basic procedures that have been for me in the last 3 years, and but they're not done, which is kind of frightening, true. But I got very damaged when it first arrived, and Minnesota in 2020. So that's what I wanted to know, when I'm going to be able to walk. I crave to just walk one step. That's all I ask for is God says, give me one step.
All right. Well, let's see what Jan has for you, Constance.
Hey, Constance. Glad that you're here. And what we talked about earlier, I can't help it, but one of those white owls just flew by with the entire wingspan.
Oh, so did you know?
They're still
Jan, since Jan told me the white owl was mine, 12 white owls appear on my Facebook page. I have owls coming, you know what, and fox. They must be a huge family, and they just are so beautiful. Never seen anything so beautiful than white owl. And Jan told me that I was a white owl, and they're there.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, it flew by. It just flew by. But the main animal that I saw was the unicorn, actually. And I also wanted to say that as soon as you got on the air, I saw a big rainbow. So rainbows are so wonderful. They remind us of people on the other side are looking in on us. That's what rainbows connect us with, heaven, mm-hmm. actually. And the beautiful mm-hmm. colors are all healing. And so you've got a beautiful rainbow around you that's healing you and the people, the loved ones and the divine hosts on the other side are with you completely. And I think you know that. So anyway, I did see that very much. And then the unicorn. So let's see what unicorn. Unicorn's such a cool animal. And they're so magical. Yes. So let's see. Yeah, I love unicorn. It's like one of my favorite ones. And it says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests now. And you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, like the fairies. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun if you can. Suspend your disbelief upon yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world, just what we're talking about. They're all around you. You're going to meet some gifted children who have artistic and creative talents. That's, you know, the unicorn does represent children too. You're going to experience a surge in your personal power. There you go. And you're highly artistic, creative person, and you have an innocence and purity about. You're going to, you're highly sensitive and have psychic intuitive gifts. You're attuned to Mother Nature and are deeply and passionately about the environment, and you work with the fairy realm and nature, spirit. So that is just so true. Everything they said here is just absolutely true, Constance. I know that about you.
Yeah.
So, and so, So, I'm seeing big, huge. Huh?
Can I say something about music? Can I say something about music?
Anything musical would fit in with that because it says artistic endeavor, you know, anything artistic.
But, you see, I was a ballerina for 41 years. So I
danced
every single bit of music. Then my whole family were performing artists. My dad was the principal bass of the Minnesota Orchestra and my grandfather, concertmaster. And they all, you know, they taught me music starting when I was 5. And then when I had the ballets, oh my heavens, the scores are really hard, you know. So you have to read the score to set the dance. And then
exactly.
they have to do it.
Did you know that it was World Ballet Day today? It's World Ballet Day today on Facebook.
I didn't know that.
So
oh,
you might want
gosh.
To, yeah, you might want to post one of your ballerina pictures on there. But listen, Constance, I'm seeing a big heart in the snow for you, and I know you're in the snow country, and I'm seeing a big, big heart. And so I feel like you have a lot of love coming around you nowadays, recently and now, and from now on. And also, the unicorn represents anything artistic, so it will go with music. That goes with music. But as far as walking, your question and everything, I'm seeing what I'm getting feeling about it is that it's going to be more of a natural progression of,
right.
of this.
Slow.
It's going to be slow, yeah. Not right away, but it's going to be a natural progression. So just... And we've talked about it before, and you're going to have to, you're going to put some time and energy into it, and you're going to slowly make your way onto your feet. That's what you're going to do. Yeah. So I still see it for you. I'm still feeling it for you.
No, it's only going to be one step. If it's one step, if God gives me one step, and then he gives me a second one, wow, that's huge for me.
Yeah.
And then he gives me a 3, and then he gives me 4. It's going to be slow, maybe a year.
It's going to be slow, but I'm getting that you're going to do that. Because I'm getting this really, what did I just say before? I can't even think now. I'm seeing the elephant, too. You're going to have a lot of nurturing now coming in. That's what the elephant is. A lot of nurturing's coming your way. You have the heart in the snow. A lot of love is going to be coming around you now. And this is going to help you tremendously. It's going to help in your healing. So you have a lot of that to look forward to. And it might be slow. That's okay. Just take it slow. And you'll work your way up to it. And I know that you have an injury right now in your knee. That's going to heal too. That will heal. But you're going to have days where you're going to be able to stand on your feet. And you're going to be able to walk. I'm getting that in this year of 2024 is going to be big in this. This is going to be your healing time where you're going to be able to do this. That's what I'm hearing right away. I'm seeing the 2024 in black letters right now for you.
Okay.
So I just want you to, you have faith and keep this inside of you and know that this is going to happen. I'm seeing it. I want to hear what I know Liz is going to say have really good messages. So I'm going to pass it right over, and I'm also seeing your white owl zooming through again. So that's a confirmation.
Yeah. White owl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a powerful message, Jan. And
Thank you.
They're coming up because they don't want you to think it's just a coincidence, Constance. They're saying, no, we are here. You cannot miss us.
Yes.
You have to pay attention. Constance, it's nice to hear from you. I was writing some things down, but I pulled a card for you, and it is, I just couldn't believe it, but number 24, medicine bag, gather.
Wow.
And yeah, so it has, and there's a heart in there.
Oh,
wow.
So I'm going to read you the sacred ceremony from the message. And it says, your ancestors hold your medicine bag before your eyes and heart, and you hear powerful drumming all around you. This bag becomes a portal for you to call back aspects of yourself that have been lost.
This is akin to a soul retrieval, and the sacred items that best serve your spirit at this time are welcomed back into your medicine bag. They place this around your neck, and you feel warmth in your heart. Any shattered pieces of the past are now home in your soul, whole and complete. So, when I first pulled this card before I opened the book, I immediately thought gratitude. It was time for you to, you know, reflect on and give gratitude for all the blessings that you've had in your life, because you've had many. You were blessed to be born into a family of extremely talented people and smart people. You were blessed to be able to be a ballerina for all that time and travel all the places that you did, and you know, so very blessed, and meet the people that you met. Just blessings upon blessings, right? And of course, you know, now you're in a time that does not feel so blessed, which we know. But what I got was, create a space in your home, like, I want to say almost like a little altar, but a space with, like, your most prized items that connect you with the people, your loved ones, right? Like, you know, if you have your mom's pin or your dad's ring, you know, whatever, little tokens of the people that you love and miss, and make an area in your home where you put that stuff, and that's your medicine bag. That's where you connect with them and you say, oh, I'm so thankful that I had these people in my life that taught me, you know, these beautiful things. And you know, you'll feel their love around you when you do that. So that's what's so beautiful about that. And that's what that is going to be what's your healing medicine, right? Is knowing that your angels are there supporting you, feeling that love because you take that time to connect with them. And listen to music. I thought what Jan said about the music was so powerful because, you have danced that tons and tons of music in your lifetime. I'm sure that you remember every dance to every song when you hear it. So play that music. Close your eyes. Allow it to be your meditation, right? Close your eyes and remember yourself doing the dance. You know, envision yourself. That's going to be so helpful to your healing path when you remember yourself doing that and knowing that that's what you yearn to do. You know, when we, you know, manifestation is we envision ourselves doing the things that we want to be doing. So
I'm wearing my dad's watch on my right arm all the time. My sister is kind of nasty, what a word. When I ask for certain things from the house, I was given 12 items, and she threw in Daddy's watch. And that was really the most important thing. So, wear his watch that he wore his whole life playing music. And so I thought that was really incredible that, so she didn't want it. And it was like, she said, well, she was his child, not was mom's child. She was his child. She wrote the music and she did as a, like a mom. So we're very, very different people. I want to say thank you. Thank you for just uplifting me. You give very, very, it sounds like you make me feel like I don't want to die anymore.
Amen.
It will get better. It will get better.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
It will, Constance. And my last sentence I was writing when I picked up was, allow yourself to smile and give gratitude for all the blessings you have been given in this life already. And that will remind you that God is right here with you, and he's going to keep on giving you blessings, and you will be walking. And, you know, and it's hard when we don't feel ourselves, and it gets us down, and we got to get ourselves out of the funk. So we got to get out of the funk. I think music is going to be the perfect way to do it. You know, and you envisioning yourself dancing like you had to those songs, it will be you'll be dancing in no time. Because you'll remember, it'll pull you out of that dark gray area.
Named Jerry, and I wrote to him and I said, "Can you please help? Send me some funds in South Carolina." And I'm not sure that you will. I wrote and just said, "Look, please, could you help?" Very, very wealthy man. I'm not sure he will. I used to date him a long time ago. But he's married to someone else now. But that doesn't mean he wouldn't help me.
Right.
What do you think?
I think you'll get the help that you need, Constance. I don't necessarily know that it'll be from them, but your help is coming.
My own county won't help me. And, you know, I've tried everything that I could possible. I mean, I've really been at it. 8 hours a day I'm on the phone trying to get help. And most of the time, don't know how you worked. You worked too many. You worked too much in your lifetime so that you go over the limit, you know? I said, "Well, gee, I'm sorry. I started working when I was 16 because my daddy died when I was 17. I know that he's right with me. I know that he's with me and my mother too. My mother at my doorway of my bedroom. Actually see her.
Oh yeah. I remember when you called the last time I talked to you.
I haven't seen Daddy yet, but I feel his presence. You know, I mean every day. We just watch. I know that he played so many concerts with that watch on. That was it. You know, so
yeah. Listen to some of the music that he played.
Oh my God, the hardest you can imagine: Stravinsky and Chopin and Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev and. Everything that you can imagine. That's so hard.
Play some of that music for yourself to bring back those memories and you know, wearing the watch, it'll connect you with your father too, at the same time even more so. And I'm sure as a ballerina you have danced to some of those songs as well. So envisioning yourself dancing with your father.
Yeah, all the Tchaikovsky ballets. The Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet. I mean, everything, you know, that I've danced, you know, my mother came and saw me dance, shared home to Mary, and so she came and was my biggest critic, but it was okay.
It's only because they love us.
Yeah, because she just wanted to look better, or just a slight change in my way my arm was or something. She started dancing when I was 7. So I've been, you know, it's been a lifetime love. And I could hear the music and I could hear the music. And my father and I had a game we used to play. And he said to me, it was on the radio. I would say, "What composer is this?" What I would tell him. He would go, "Okay, what year was it written in?" I'd tell him. He would go, "How many sharps and flats?" And I would tell him. Then he would say, you know, there was another question that he asked. then sometimes when I get it wrong, he would say, no, can't you hear that that's Beethoven, Mozart, or whatever. And I go, well, I'm only 9, Daddy. I'm sorry. Be better next time. But I was in this at a very young age, identifying the composers and knowing what they were like and when they were done and oh, fantastic. And how could Mozart write a symphony in 35 minutes? But I don't know.
It was a passion.
Did it come from
it
God?
It was passion. Yeah, too.
Well, I think it came from God. I think
of course.
These things
just
don't.
Intuition. Right?
It's from God. I mean, oh, they win and they just start writing. And they hear it in their ears. And
they hear
writing.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they put it down on paper. And then it's done. It's fantastic. And
yeah.
So, I just think that music heals. And I am connected to the Berlin Philharmonic. So I listen to them. And my own orchestra here doesn't have the same thing that the Berlin Philharmonic has. Berlin, you can listen way back to 1903. My grandfather's first job was there. So to whatever I want or whoever I want to listen to, I'm picky about it, but it's my music, you know? So that's my importance of music, of people. It will make you feel different. Does make it so good. It does heal your soul. So thank you, Lady, for listening to my little.
You're welcome.
Vignette.
All right, Constance, and of course we send you all our love and prayers, and we know you'll be healing. We know it's been slow, but hang in there and keep praying and keep keeping your chin up, okay?
Thank you so much for your kindness. And may God bless everyone of you.
You also, Constance. We'll put you on so you can continue to listen, okay? Have a great night.
Thank you.
Hi, Constance. I'm glad you called in.
Mm-hmm. Nice to connect with Constance. You know, it's been a hard road.
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, it's been so hard on her. Oh, gosh. That was beautiful, Liz, what you told her. It's just beautiful. Oh, my gosh. That helped her so much. Thank you.
I think when I pulled the card, I thought, well, isn't that ironic that she's asking about her health and I get the medicine bag? And not ironic, of course. But
yeah.
And I'm like,
perfect.
Oh, what a health. And I just saw, you know, like, collecting all those little things that you hold dear that belong to the people that you love, right? And you have them together in
mm-hmm.
this little space, wherever, you know, some people don't prefer the term altar, but it's usually the easiest way to describe it. But, you know, when you come there and sit, you feel connected to all those people and it fills your heart and you smile and I mean, her life has been in music. So, of course, she's connected to music. So listen to some music.
Oh, definitely.
While you're doing that. Fill yourself up with all the happy, good things that you can, because that's what you can do right now, right?
Right,
so
exactly. And that's,
you know, and
that's
it's
the
not
best thing
easy
you can
when
do,
we don't
and that
feel
will help.
Happy. It's not always easy when we don't feel happy or feel well to do those things, but...
No, it's not.
You know,
it's very hard.
Yeah.
But
even just
that
one
was
little
really
thing
perfect.
A day. Yep, and one thing a day, even, you know, try one new thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll change so much. But, all right. Well, are we ready for another caller, Jan? We've got lots of people.
We are. We've got more people, too.
Yeah.
So that's good.
All right. So we'll go here. Area code 202, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Navoli.
Hi, Neroli. Do you have a question for us?
I do. So I wanted to, well, if possible, if I could connect to my aunt, because I need to know what to do for her. What's my job? That's what I want to know. What am I supposed to be doing for her?
For who now? I'm sorry, I missed it.
My aunt. She passed away, and I'm not sure when she passed away, but it's been in the recent month or so, and I just need to know what it was. What does she need me to do, like, in regards to my family?
What you need to do in regards to the family?
Yes.
The first thing that I'm getting is Nivali, is I'm seeing a boxer dog. That's what I'm seeing. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but this is what's coming through immediately, a boxer dog. And so I'm just going to read that to you. Keep your faith strong no matter what is going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute if you face any negativity or disappointment. Show your love to those that you cherish, and give your loyalty to those that you love and cherish. That's what, you know, that's what dog animal does. You're very loyal to your friends, work, and community. You do your best work when you serve humanity, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people, and when someone needs something, you're often to respond. So this sounds not like this makes sense that you would even be asking, because you're asking, what am I supposed to do? Because you're the one, you want to respond to what you need to be doing for your aunt. And so that's kind of neat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you're the first feeling that I'm getting is that you're on deck, kind of, you're available to whatever needs to be done, and so that's all you need to be doing right now is what I'm getting. It's
okay.
Not really, it's not like you have to just start, you know, doing things. It's more like just be there for anyone who may need you, or may need your help, or may need you to do something. Just that you're on deck for them.
Yeah.
And that's really what I'm getting. That's the feeling I'm getting, is that. And that I'm getting total gratitude and appreciation for you for that from her and her family. That's what I'm feeling. So I wouldn't even worry about what, you know, if you're supposed to be doing a bunch of stuff or anything. I don't think you need to be. Just be on deck. And
okay.
Just wait for them to call you if they need help, you know, or anything.
Okay.
It will all open itself. It will come to you is what I'm getting. So you don't have to do anything. And it's just like you that want to ask, to want to find out, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really sweet. And I'm getting a total appreciation for that sent to you. A female. I see her now. I can see a little bit of her. And she's really appreciating this from you. So, yeah, I would just chill out and send her some prayers, talk to her, you know, and she'll get your messages. Did she wear, what did she, I'm getting a red dress on her. I don't know if she wore that, but that's what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing flowers around her too, red flowers, in fact.
Yeah.
Kind of just getting this And so I think you're doing just fine.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass it over to Liz and see what she thinks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Beautiful message, Jan. I'm going to confirm that. I'm going to confirm your message.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I pulled two cards for you, and the first one is Shaw Dancer, Wild. It's number 10. Number 10 is always the number of completion.
Yes.
And it was funny because I was like, well, I'm not really sure what this means. But I'll read you two passages out of this, out of the booklet here. The first one, well, the beginning is, when we dance at a powwow in a circle, we move in a clockwise motion. We start where the sun rises in the eastern doorway as it represents the beginning of a brand new day. The shawl dancer appears to invite you into a new sacred dance for yourself. So it's about not doing the normal thing that you always do, right? It's okay for you to do your own thing. Just like Jan said, you feel that it's your responsibility to do this, but your aunt is saying, no, it's not. You're okay. You do you. The second passage kept calling me back, and I thought, I don't really want to read this. It's not nice. Like, it's not that it's not nice, but it's not. I'm like, not like positive, but he's saying she's sorry that you were made to feel this way. And this is what the passage says. As you dance, feel yourself releasing all the conditioning oppression in ways that you have bottled up your true nature. A fresh new way of being in the world is calling to you. Find your sacred dance, root into your pleasure, and see your desires manifest effortlessly before your eyes. So she's saying, go and do you. Don't worry about anyone else. Nobody else is your responsibility. You are your only responsibility. And go and do all the wonderful things that you want to do that make you happy. And the second card is number 36, Wisdom Keeper. And I'll post pictures of these cards in the Sacred Embers page on Facebook, because I immediately saw this, and it shows the outlines of the eagle and the hawk and the snake in, like, constellations, it looks like, up in the night sky. And this says, it is time to deepen into the fullness of the medicine you bring. You are being called to find a mentor, teacher, or guide that will help you to master your art. Spirit encourages you to find someone who is able to clearly see your power, someone who celebrates the natural gifts that you carry and is here to help you attune them with more precision. Guidance can come in many forms, and the wisdom keeper meant to assist you at this time may not be who or what you expected. Sometimes we miss the path we were meant to take because we are too rigid or attached to what learning should look like. Mm. Release all of that now and trust when your heart feels lit up and your soul feels a deep connection. The deepest growth happens when we allow ourselves to be teachable, seeing ourselves as a student of life. We all have more to learn as we are evolving until our last days here. Now is a time for refinement and advancement of your gifts in the world. Open yourself up to the aligned guide coming your way, as it has all been divinely planned by the cosmos. Mm. So, that wasn't a beautiful message, of your aunt just saying, Go and do what makes you happy. Worry about no one else. It's not your responsibility. And, you know, to listen to your heart and your vibes, because the person that you're meant to work with to do the thing that you love is going to come along, and they're not going to be it's not going to be what you have pictured or is typical. or would think it is. It's going to be somebody that doesn't make sense. And but you're going to know because your whole body, you're going to feel it head to toe. It's going to feel good. You're going to be giddy. You're going to feel, you know, listen to your intuition, and you're going to know that it's right because everything is going to feel right, even though it seems so weird and wrong, but it's going to, it's all going to feel right. So believe it and trust it. Because the universe sends us what we need, and it doesn't always come in the way we think it should. Or we've been told that it should. So, you know, let go of all those things that have been kind of ingrained into you from, you know, I feel like maybe your upbringing, and just allow the world to unfold itself to you again, just as like you're a kid and it's all brand new. You know, allow yourself to be surprised and to explore and to look at things as new. It's okay. We can do that as grown-ups.
Wow.
So I hope that helps you, Nicole.
Yes, it does. It helps a lot. It helps a lot. Even the one that you said, oh, this doesn't sound so good, but my aunt was not the easiest cupcake to swallow, bite into, or even have. She was not easy with her words. Her words kind of do, you know, they were very harsh. They're very, very harsh.
She was direct.
And, it really, some things hurt, like really, really hurt, because you don't think, you know that you have elders, and there are things that as elders do go through, so there's a lot of respect for that in my family, but at the same time, she wasn't easy. She was younger, and she, last year was not, it was not easy with her words, what can I say? So hearing that validation, because I wasn't really expecting it, but I mean, since I have come to grips with how things happen, I just kind of released it. But to hear it is like, it's just a deeper kind of just acknowledgement for me.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, in our humanness, we can't, we don't realize what we're doing when we're doing it. So,
yeah.
You know, we've all made those. We've all done those things that we're not proud and said, or, you know, so that's sometimes we have to be reminded that we're all human, right?
We're all.
But,
yeah. That's it.
I'm glad it was I can feel it was a powerful message. And when I just was, like, when I was listening to Jan talk, and I'm like, well, this is what I have to tell her. Okay. I'm like, I guess. It, you know, it's very clear. She wants you to know that there are no strings. You are free to go and do what you want and make you happy. only worry about you, you know. Everyone else will be fine.
That's big. That's really big. That's big. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you making yourself available. Absolutely. Blessings to you.
Welcome. We'll post those pictures for you in the Facebook group, and give us a call back and let us know where you take off to, Nivoli.
Thank you. Will do.
Thank you for calling in. We'll love to hear back from you.
We'll put you on so you can continue to listen. Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Oh, that was wonderful, Liz. Wow, that that was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, we both had sort of the same idea there, you know, and that was just like, wow. That made her feel so much better. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, when I pulled this card, the first card at first, I'm like, I don't think this really makes any sense with her question. I'm like, I'm not, I need to look at the book because I'm not getting whatever this is trying to say, I don't think I'm getting it.
Uh-huh.
And then when I saw it, I opened the book and it's almost like what I needed to read was highlighted. And I'm like, oh, okay. It wasn't about me getting the message out of the card. It was about me being directed to the message.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So sometimes it's funny how we get our message, right, to share.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we don't always, it doesn't always make sense to us either. And then it comes out and it's like, they love it. They get it, you know?
Yeah. She was
perfect,
like, oh,
for them.
It makes total sense. And I'm like, well, thank God.
I love that. That is so cool.
It's true. We're all going through the same thing.
I've learned now not to question when it doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm like, what? I'm like, don't just do it because or just say it because it doesn't make any sense to you, but it makes 100% sense to the person you're telling because it's meant for them.
Yeah.
It's not meant for you. You're just a messenger.
Exactly.
Right.
That was so
neat. I don't see Miss Peg yet.
That really helped her.
Yeah. I think so. She was like, oh, like, so relieved. I was like, all right.
Yes.
I don't
you
see
gave
Peg
her the perfect
jumped out,
message.
And I just wanted
no,
to check.
No, I don't see Peg.
All right. Okay. Well, are we ready for another caller, Jan? Keep trucking along.
Yeah.
Here.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Been enjoying your show.
Good.
This is Karen in New York.
Oh. Well, hello, Karen in New York. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I wonder what you see about this phone interview I have coming up next Wednesday morning. I recently found out about it. It's not a job or anything positive like that. It's more like an eligibility review, I guess, for this program I've been on, which I would love to get off, but I unfortunately need the support. So I'm wondering, did something happen to trigger them doing this interview investigation with me, or is it really just protocol? Do they have any information that's going to bite me, or are they going to, you know, do something negative? If that makes any sense.
I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, hi, Karen. So I was seeing at first while you're talking, like going down the street, and it was like a, it's some kind of animal, like a not a goat, not a cow, but something else, and it's like a lamb, kind of a lamb, but the lamb is pulling a cart, and it's in a older country. It's like in India or something, in the streets, you know, where people walk in the streets and stuff too with animals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was seeing first. It, definitely a lamb for sure. And then I saw a big land turtle. So I want to read you the turtle first because the lamb I don't have in my book and I have to go online. So let me just get to the to the turtle because the turtle was really prominent too. And turtle is a very powerful animal that can just tie this up in seconds. Let me see.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. You've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. This is a time to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibrations. And spend a few hours in solitude, away from people. This is a creative, fertile time. And you need to shield yourself from some interferences that threaten or distract you also. You're an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds. no matter where you are in the world, you have a very strong attachment to your home. You always end up returning there. You move at your own pace, and you take your time to make decisions. When feeling threatened or fearful, you tend to back away and retreat into your shell. And then you're also incredibly compassionate and nurturing with others. You take time to listen to their problems. So that's just saying a really, really, does that relate to you?
Yes, a lot. Yes.
Okay. That's just talking about what this animal is around you and part of who you are, and I can feel that. I wasn't getting that they were going to cancel you. I don't feel that. I wasn't getting that. But I feel like they're, maybe it's a new thing for the new year where they have to reevaluate people, or they're doing a reevaluation or something. I don't know. You know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe they're going to change your status in whatever that group is into something else, or they're going to change it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I have always thought that I should be getting more money from the program. And I did, you know, try some years ago, and they kept telling me, no, it was correct. So I kept, on and off, I would try to visualize, work with the law of attraction and all that, and visualize them finding the error somewhere in the records, and then I'd get a notice, oh, we were wrong, we owe you more, and then there'll be back pay kind of thing. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a fantasy dream. I love for that to be the crux of the interview.
Well, didn't they say anything on the phone like you're going to receive more? They didn't tell you what it was about or anything? Go into
No, it's just periodic review. It was
right.
A letter.
Well,
See,
that's what I feel. That's what I felt. It feels like just a review, a typical, like, I'm not sure if you're going to get any more, but I don't think you're going to get any less. I mean, I don't think they're going to do anything weird. It just feels like a typical, like a regular review kind of thing.
Yeah.
That you have to, like,
The thing is, they haven't been doing reviews regularly. You know, this kind of feels out of the blue.
I was wondering. So it's atypical.
So I'm thinking,
it's not...
what triggered it now? What is it? What's going on now to bring this on?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of things going on differently in this year, So
yeah.
That's kind of, but I mean, Liz may have more into this. I'm not getting a cancellation though. I'm not feeling a cancellation. I'm getting, I can look up the, what was the other animal? The lamb. Let me just go to the lamb really fast and see. If I don't get cancellation. I'm just getting they want to check. They're checking you out. They're just checking you out. I don't know. Lamb is a totem animal. The lamb represents tranquility, harmony, and a willingness to cooperate with neighbors and loved ones. These qualities reflect the long history of domesticity that lambs have and have been reared and cared for by humans since before biblical times. They are natural, mythic animals that are connected to you spiritually throughout your life, and you can learn important message lessons from them. So it's a very lovely animal, I'm not getting this negativity. I'm not getting a lot of negativity about this. So I don't think you have that much to worry about. Because to me, if there was a cancellation, they would have said it to me. I mean, from the experiences I've had with stuff like this, they would have said, there's going to be a cancellation of your benefits. You know, they would just say it. There's going to be a cancellation of your benefits, usually.
Oh, no, they might determine that after the interview.
What's
that? They wouldn't do that right away. That's what they would do after the interview.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know, but I could be wrong. I just don't feel
mm-hmm.
there may be a change. There may be a change in it. You know, there may be a change in it is what I'm getting. I'm not getting a total cancellation. I'm going to pass it over to Liz because I want to hear what she thinks.
I agree. I don't feel a negative. I don't feel negativity surrounding this. I know it seems unusual, but, you know, I think what's happening is that, you know, since COVID, right, people have been able to work from home. They haven't had to come in, but right, and now they're cracking down. They're saying, listen, you got to come back to work. We need people to come back. We need to get back to doing our regular things that we used to do. and you see more and more of a push for this, especially in, like, government agencies, I will say, and healthcare too. I know a couple friends of mine work in healthcare, and they've been able to work from home, and it's recently come to no longer, like, we need to start going back to what we used to do. So I don't feel negativity surrounding it. Mm-hmm. So don't be nervous. You know, just be yourself. I do feel like there is going to be a positive outcome. It's funny that you said, my dream is that they'll say, oh, we've underpaid you all this money, because I was feeling like they're going to find out that you do deserve more. I don't want to say, you know, it'll be riches, but.
Right. Yeah.
But I do feel like it will be, you know, that's what I was feeling initially, is that was going to be more. So I pulled two cards out of the deck for you, and the first one is number 32, Summer Solstice and the Deer, and it says nourish. And I knew that the deer was a big power animal, so I did pull my animal book to look it up. And this is a full-blown buck with the big antler rack on it. So it says there's an opportunity to release something that no longer fits your life so that room will be made for the new that's ready to be birthed and appear. This is a particularly intuitive time, so pay close attention to information that comes through physically. You'll soon be invited to go on an adventure that will be fun and challenging at times, yet ultimately rewarding, as it will deepen your spirituality in ways you never expected. Surrender and allow the movement of life to move you and express through you in new and creative ways that will manifest in third-dimensional reality. You'll soon have an experience with the fairy realm and spirits of the forest. This is a time when your masculine self or side is in strong expression, so you'll be feeling especially viral and powerful. So that's interesting, because the fairy usually are a lot to do with the feminine, but it'll be a time, you know, just need that balance, it sounds like. Sometimes we can get a little too ego-driven, right? But I also, summer solstice, I know, is a time when you know, the veil is really thin and we're close. But one of the things is, I pulled this up quickly, and it says, by the time summer solstice comes around, we're fully in the fertile, hot time of the year. It's also the time of abundance, joy, romance, creativity, and passion. Solstice comes from the Latin words for sun standing still, but this isn't the time for us to remain still. If you've been looking for a sign that it's time to ignite the fires of creativity, this is it. So right there just confirmed to me when I read that part about the abundance, was that more money is, you know, you're going to be getting more of a benefit, I feel like. You know, so tap into some, you know, we always get nervous when we think we're going to be under the microscope or, you know, we think that things might change. So tap into some creative stuff that you like to do. I don't know if you, I feel like you like to paint maybe. Just do some of that stuff that you like, you know, whatever it is, writing, drawing. And the second card I got is number 35, seed planter and intention. So right now is a time to, you know, plant the seeds for what you want to grow and cultivate. And, you know, you're not taking advantage of anything. You're not doing anything wrong. You just simply need, you know, you need this help like so many people do. So it's,
yeah,
nothing is on the, not on the up and up. You know what I mean? So you have nothing to worry about. No, nothing to fear. I feel it is routine. And I think it'll be, don't fear it because it's going to be much more pleasant and easy than you think. It really is. It's not going to be a big deal. But I feel definitely like you're going to have a pleasant outcome. So there's that to look forward to. so.
Very good.
So I will, I'll post pictures of your cards in the Facebook page for Sacred Embers, Karen, so you can take a look at them and see. And maybe, you know, this deer, he's kind of, it's a nice card. I could say a nice power card to remind you that good things are coming because it shows the sun shining. I know in New York, well, upstate, we've had sunshine the last couple of days, but before that, it was not really sunshine here in New York, was it?
dreary in New York City. Yeah.
Time of year, right? We need that extra vitamin D bump. Yeah. This will be a good thing, maybe, to put on your screensaver of your phone. Because I have a nice big sunshine in the back.
Does it
remind you that
I wish it would work that way.
Right
on a screen. Okay. I'm just concerned they're going to ask me specifics like names of people I've had, you know, renting their room to. I don't really want to give anybody's names, and I don't think they'd be happy about it either.
No,
so
I don't think it's.
Will I just be able to, like, give any names, you know, keep that part anonymous for them?
Yeah, it's not your information to give, you know, like HIPAA, I want to say.
right. Okay.
But, I mean, I'm kind of joking with that, but I feel like it's the same way. Like, no, that information's private. It's my, you know, you can tell them how many people you rented it to, and how much for, but there's no reason for them to know anything else. You know?
Right. Yeah. So. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I feel
no
so
problem.
Much better now. Awesome.
And will you let us know? Will you call us back? And oh, good. Yeah. Let us know how it all went.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help. So I will look forward to calling you back
for
again.
Sure.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
You're welcome. Oh, wow.
That was
great.
Very helpful.
I love when things
really
come together. Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That was neat.
Is Peg not jumping on?
Right.
Peg's not going to make it. Okay. And like, I just wanted to check before we... moving along. Look at us go, Dan.
We're doing fine. It's all working out very well.
Yes. Okay.
We miss her, but it's okay. She's.
Yeah.
We only have a half hour left anyway.
I was going to say, it's hard sometimes when you try to go from one thing to the next. And for me, it never works out. So
exactly.
I just say, no, I won't be here. Because I already know that I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, let's take our next caller if you're ready, Jan.
I'm ready.
Okay. Area code 716, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, hello, ladies. Hi, Liz. Hi, Jan. It's Tracy.
Hey,
hi, Tracy.
Tracy.
Hi.
You have a question for
really
me?
Oh, yeah, all the time. You should know that by now. But anyways, before I ask, I want to tell you what happened to me at first, but nothing major. As I was on my phone yesterday, I was on the CVS app trying to do Dad's refill. So my phone was beeping. You know how, like, Facebook Messenger just gives that little ding, and the icon showed up. I'm thinking, who is this? I just thought because yesterday was my birthday, and I thought it was like a birthday wish. It was Jordan's dad. I had a laugh. This is how you know you heal from ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, et cetera. You know what he asked me? He asked
what?
Me, not even a happy birthday, hey, do you think I can claim Jordan on my taxes this year? Girls, Jordan is 17. Like, you haven't done this in years and years and years, and my taxes are already done, and no. And he was just like, okay. So I'm like, what's his deal? So Amber, my twin sister, was working late, so I called my cousin. I said, this is what happened. And she was like, he must owe, but that's not your problem, and he would get flagged because you already did it. I said, correct. I just thought it was, like, funny. Jordan is 17, and it's the last year of being a tax credit for New York, you know, state for that child credit, because Jordan will be 18 next year. But what nerve. Oh, my goodness. But anyways, my question is, Jan, you would know more on this. So a couple of weeks ago, I was doing the healing on Dennis from Florida, remember? And Matthew, the guide, came or whatever and cleared that up. So as time went by and he said, you're going to be tested, and I'm like thinking, oh, here we go. And I just heard, you'll pass it. Well, the test was today. So it's football. It's, you know, going to be the Super Bowl. Everybody has Super Bowl squares. So I check my, the, you know, the numbers from my, our friend, and Dennis was on there, and he happened to be, like, right next to me. Now, I also see the card from, what deck is this? The Archangel romance card, the Reconciled. He's not coming back for another runaround, is he?
Oh, Dennis?
Yeah.
Well, it really surprises me that, I mean, I didn't know that you were even in contact with Dennis. You did a healing
I'm
on
not.
Him?
I'm not.
Well,
the thing was, when we did the Super Bowl square, I got my sheet and I was looking at it, and right by next to my name was his name. Now, don't forget, like, we mirror each other regardless. But I'm thinking, and then the reconcile card came up, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go, another test. But it could be anybody. But he's the first one that came in my mind, and I still want to move on from the guy that we all see coming in. I just want to know what's his motive, or if I get a knock-knock, I'm home. Do you know what I mean? I don't want that. I want good, positive vibes.
Yeah. But, I mean, you said you did a healing on Dennis. I didn't get that.
No,
a
I
healing?
Did a healing on
you
myself.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
I wrote that down wrong. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
with Dennis. Okay, well, I got a pink flamingo for you.
That's
what I saw, a pink flamingo. So let me just read that first. And it says, avoid loud, noisy events and any chaotic or frenzied situations. Be ruthlessly honest with yourself as you check in and see if you're following your inner truth. I know that's what you're doing now. Significantly increase the amount of vegetables in your diet to get some beta carotene, such as carrots, broccoli, and spinach. Before taking action on the question before you, balance the information you're getting psychically or intuitively by thinking it through carefully and logically. You've been isolating yourself too long, so now it's time to seek out company and companionship of others. Let's see. And it says, you do love to socialize. You enjoy living.
Yeah.
And you like being around groups of people.
Right.
You're able to shapeshift. You make an excellent actor or performer. You have a refined ability to filter out things and people in your life and maintain a connection with anything that has a lot of heart.
Right.
And so that's kind of neat. But, yeah, as far as Dennis goes, I don't feel like you're going to – even if he came by.
Oh, I don't want him to come by.
I'm not sure. Huh?
I don't want him to come by, though.
I know you don't, but I don't think there's going to be a problem even if he did come by. I don't think you're going to be involved in it. I don't think you're going to allow it. You're not going to be part of
right.
it because
yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I don't even think he is coming by. But if he does come by, I don't think there's going to be a problem. I don't think you're going to partake in it. You know what I mean? It won't be, it's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to be, if in case he does, it's not going to be an option or an item or an issue.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. I don't think you have
I mean, I'm not worried about it. It's just like the ongoing thing, even though we grew up and we have history of 25 years of like on and off and the crush thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I told you, I didn't see him in October, and he was telling friends that he couldn't believe that I didn't see him or whatever. But what kind of effing relationship would that be if you're going back and forth and not moving here, and I'm not moving to Florida? And I just didn't like what he said about New York State, too, because he never used to, like, down our city or whatever. And I'm like, who are you? I'm like, this is where we grew up. This is what it is, idiot. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I just want new. I want to, like, the Beauty and the Beast song just keeps on playing in my head, and this is what the new guy kind of resembles, or the storyline of it. I don't know. I get April for some reason, and I just wanted to check in with you guys. And no, I'm not going back to Dennis. That's why, too, I've been connected with Archangel Michael, and that's when I ordered that garden statue. I'm waiting for that to come in. Like, everything is good, but I don't want these little tests coming up, and then, like, the guide, you know, would say that I'm okay, but I don't, you know, it gets, like, annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I you know, and even if Dennis came over to say hello, it would only be because I think he just thinks of you as a friend now, too. Someone that he's known a long time, and you're sort of just part of his whole history. And, but I don't see anything coming together whatsoever here at all. And I don't think it wouldn't, even if he came in the house and you gave him some lunch and that was it, and then he leaves. You know what I mean? I don't even foresee that. But I'm saying even if that happened, I don't think there'd be a problem with it. It'd just be, you know, I think it's more of a thing where he's been used to seeing you. He's been used to the connection, but you're moving on,
right?
And
that's
all there is. I mean, you're moving on. You already have moved on, and you are moving on. And there may be residue and him feeling like, oh, wow, it's changed. Like, how come she didn't see me? How come I didn't, you know? And it's
I think that's
changed
what it
for
is.
Him.
Yeah.
And he's like going, what is this? I don't get it. But see, that's okay. You get to move on. You're allowed to. And he may feel... He may be like, this is weird, this is not right. But he'll get used to it. He'll get used to it. He has to learn how to deal with the change, because you're changing and you're moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
now,
that's really, positive for you.
Now, with this new guy coming in, I don't know, because I see the two houses down from me. And it was always Jacob and Sarah. They were twins. They're five years older than me. is it him
okay.
or is it somebody else that may look like him?
You know, that, I don't know. I kept seeing him in a car. I really kept seeing this new fellow
in a big
truck or a big car of some sort.
Is
there a truck or car, a big car over there at that house?
Well, he moved. They moved in 1999.
Oh.
So
oh.
I just keep on seeing the house, and when they live there, Jerry lives there now. I don't know.
Oh, but
the
they're
vision,
not there anymore.
Right. The vision and that picture on Pinterest that I have resembles mm-hmm. Jacob or the guy. So I just call him the blonde hair guy that would look. But I wanted to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's what I saw was a blonde hair
mm-hmm.
fellow with maybe
and
a tinge of red.
Right.
Yes,
and like construction with the big boots and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's
and that's
him.
What he does?
And I don't know. I haven't seen him in years and years. And
oh,
don't
okay.
forget, ladies, I was infatuated with Dennis. Dennis was all my life besides
right,
Jordan's dad. But,
yeah.
you know, and Jacob and Sarah, they were always soft people, like very, very polite. Jacob was soft.
Mm-hmm.
He's softer than Dennis, I would say. And this is, even if it's
mm-hmm.
not Jacob, this guy is very more like mellow and soft.
Yes,
would
is.
Do a favor.
Exactly.
I wouldn't
exactly.
have to repeat myself and stuff. So I just wanted to, you know, reboot
yes.
myself. And with this Beauty and the Beast song, I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's because of change and a surprise, like the lyrics say. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, clear out him. And I'm thinking, no, this has got to stop.
I'm not
right.
so sure it's him, you know, I'm not sure.
The old
I'm
neighbor,
not getting
yeah.
that it's him necessarily, but it could be
right.
someone like him, you know,
right.
that you're picturing.
Right,
but I'm not
yes.
really getting it's him really too much. You know, I would have gotten more messages about the neighborhood or something or somebody that
right.
you may have known. I didn't get somebody that you knew. I felt like it was
right.
a new person. But I mean, I
right.
could be totally wrong. I could be totally wrong, you know. So, but I do agree with you that he is softer. He's a more gentle man, and
yeah,
yeah. And it's going to be easier, a little bit nicer. I mean, I'm not going to say anything. Just that it's going to be a nice connect, a really beautiful connection. And so, I don't think you have to worry about Dennis. One way or the other, and I'm not getting that it's the people down the street. I'm not getting it's that
uh-huh.
connection, but I think you're tapping into somebody kind of like that, maybe. And
right.
so I think that you're right on track. You're just right on track. You know what's going on. You're just talking it over, and we're just agreeing. That's all.
Right.
I think you know more about it than anybody. So I'm just going to leave it at that, really, because I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Liz. I think you're just right on track. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
What
again.
Did I give you? A pink? Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
right.
I think a flamingo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful message, Jen. Hi, Tracy. It's Liz. I'm laughing because the pink flamingo, I'm like, well, where do flamingos, you know, live in Florida?
Right, yeah.
So what I was getting is that Dennis isn't going to stop popping up in your life because it's just, I want to say comfortable, right? But not so much for you anymore, but for him, it's a comfort thing. Also,
right.
Habit, right? It's what you're used to. It's what you've always done. Conditioning. That was the word
right.
I was trying to come up with.
right.
But I have some cards for you. The first one was medicine bag, and to me that said right away, like, you've done your work, Tracy. Don't worry, because here's what's going to happen. You have less and less of a reaction every time he comes around,
Right. Because you've done your work. You've done the stuff to clear it and cut the cords and all that, which is great because guess what? He's not going to go away. So you had to. but, right, I mean, sometimes this is the stuff we have to do. Like there's people that we're just going to have to deal with being part of our life. And so we have to, you know,
right,
take their power away by not having a reaction to them. So that's what
right.
you've done already. You've done that healing work, and you have tools in your tool bag, in your medicine bag that you can pull on at any time to use.
Right.
The next card, I thought this was cool. It's number 16, Jingle Dress, and it's miracles. And so these cards are based on a lot of Native American things, and the jingle dress is a dress that they wore with three rows of bells on it. And when someone needed healing, they would come and dance around them, and the bells would, you know, miraculously, people would feel better. So when, you know, when you have these moments where Dennis is around or in your energy field, you know, not necessarily him physically here, but, you know, those thoughts
right.
start creeping back in.
Right.
Envision yourself in a powwow circle with these dancers dancing around you. Just hear the bells and let them clear that stuff away.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, yes, yeah. How cool. Like, I didn't know what the hell I was seeing. I'm like, oh, and that, yeah, now that's exactly what I'm, yes, thank you.
So
I'll
post these pictures on the Facebook page too, because you'll probably see a little clearer. And then the last card I got was number 41, and it's, I'm not going to say this right, and it's a Native American tribe, Anishinaabe, the good being.
I heard of it, yeah.
Okay, and it's, the card is worth. So I thought, how beautiful. And it's about you. You're able to cut these ties and be strong with Dennis. And as you move forward, you'll be able to continue to be strong because you know your worth. You know what you,
mm-hmm.
you know the value of being able to have your time and your attention. Now, one
right.
thing that I heard Jan say, that like triggered me a little. I was like, ooh. And she said, you're a shapeshifter in the description of the flamingo. And I felt like that was more of a warning. Like, don't forget you're a shapeshifter. Like, you're able to go into any situation and get along and be because you compromise yourself. And you don't want to compromise yourself.
Right.
So, I mean, there are times when we've needed to, right? But moving forward
right.
to live a happy and authentic life, no more.
Right.
And that's the kind
yeah.
of stuff that would throw you back into that Dennis rut and
right.
keep you from meeting the blonde construction worker. So make sure
right.
you're surrounding yourself.
You see that too, right, Liz?
Yes. I agree with Jan. It's not the kid that used to be there. But there's some association with that house. And that's how I feel like you're going to meet.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like they're moving in there, but maybe that they'll be doing work there when you run into them.
Work, yeah, because he's like old, like a little bit older. I mean, he still
mm-hmm.
moves around. I think he's like in his like 60s now, Jerry, but Jerry lost the son, Justin, during the pandemic. And Jacob's, well, the kids are Jacob and Sarah, Stan, and I don't know his wife's name. I don't remember. They had a pool. My parents bought this house in 85, where we are now, and I think they moved in at Jerry's house maybe in 83. They bought a pool. Well, during the pandemic, Jerry was screaming, oh, my God, my pool. It busted like grown-ups' pool did. So it stayed that long. So Jerry was like, Roy. And my dad's like, run. And all right, I'll help you. I mean, it was just like grown-ups movie, like
yeah.
that pool exploded.
Yeah.
So he got a new one, Jerry.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I'm like, oh my goodness. And Jerry said, I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm getting old. So my dad was helping him, telling him what to do and everything. And he was like, yeah. Is that Stan's old pool? And Jerry said, yeah. He said, oh, it lasted probably about maybe, I don't know, 2020 was 4 years ago, 83 from that. I don't know, like maybe 30-some
like
years.
Four, years almost.
So, yeah. So I just wanted to know, and like I bet my mom thinks that I'm on the right track too, because I haven't heard anything from her besides the Beauty and the Beast song, like forever and ever, and she just like makes me play it, and then I listen to it, and I'm shaking my head. I said, I already know my lesson, Mother. Yeah. I already know.
So I want to read you the message about from this number 41 card, because I think answers your question. It says, as children, we are constantly measured against goodness. Are we well-behaved? Do we follow along with the rules set out for us? Are we polite and respectful? While there is nothing inherently wrong with these ways of being, when these are the standards constantly expected from us, we lose part of our childlike spark and medicine. The Anishinaabe definition of the good being is one who has been created by divine breath. When we return to this truth, the medicine of this card reminds you of your inherent worth. You are deeply and profoundly good because you are. There is nothing you need to prove. There is no way you need to act. There is nothing that can take this away from you. We are constantly told we are not enough, that we need to fix ourselves. Collective messages, we cannot escape. This card invites you to return to your childlike innocence and untangle yourself from the beliefs of what being good truly is. It's time to see through the illusion of the messages that have been fed to you. Like the Anishinaabe people, you have your own connection to the divine source, and you are being asked to remember what that is. So that's why I say,
oh my God,
surround yourself with the people that where you feel, where you are comfortable being yourself, so that you are yourself.
Right.
Because when we're shape-shifting, we're not truly attracting the right match, right? Because we're not in the right vibration. So by being around those people, it puts us in the right frequency to attract the person that we're meant for. And that's why it's so important and pivotal. So, you know, the sooner and the more often that you do this and are yourself and own being comfortable being yourself, unapologetically, that mate will quickly reverb right into your vibration in no time. So that's I feel
like
the last
time for that.
Well, it depends on you, is what I'm. So,
oh, Elizabeth,
you can make it as fast or slow as you want it to be. You know, the card is showing very springtime, like, you know, flowers.
Right,
and
April.
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And then, like, I know you mentioned April. But again, I feel like that's, you know, it's your choice. If you, you know, and I think you're doing a good job, Tracy. You're doing all the right things to be in this space. But if you allow the distractions, you know, Dennis showing up to take your power away, and you give attention to that and you focus your attention there, or any of these things, like his friend, you know, him asking your friends, just say, whatever, you
we
know,
have
don't
the
even
same
put
friend.
Any time or energy into it. Just say, whatever, you know, I don't have time for this. Because,
and I think everybody's like shocked because the whole neighborhood knew about us and we grew up with each other. But, I think everybody is shocked, and let them be shocked. But one more question, and I just want to – I think this has to do with, like, the universe or whatever question. My old hairdresser, I don't know, ever since she had the baby, like, maybe a year or two ago, like, she hasn't, like, been, like, the same. I don't know if I changed personally, too, but, like, for example, yesterday was my birthday. We've been going to this hairdresser for 20-some years, and she considered us as family, and she was there when my mom died. But things have changed. And I know it when you have a baby, your hormones change and whatever. I just feel it's not the same. And I feel like it's just different. And I didn't go back to her because she had said something to me like, geez, thanks for your patience. I said, well, Kelly, I said, I have tuition and senior stuff to do. I'm like, can you give me an answer? Do you know what I mean? Like, different. Is it me or we're just two different people nowadays?
She has stuff going on. It's not you. It's her. It's you know, it feels personal. She doesn't want to share.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not. It's not because of you. And I think she was trying to be sincere with, you know, thank you for your patience. Because she, you know, when you own a business like that, you know, you need to get back to your customers. And, you know,
right.
She was struggling. She was struggling to be able to do that. That's all. And it wasn't.
Well, cause I guess she had like a sudden death in the family too, but it was like a cousin of a cousin, but it was like family. But I gave her like maybe 2 weeks, but Jordan's going to be a senior next year and like everybody wants money. And I just knew that she was understanding from like before, like years ago. And I didn't think anything of it. And I said, well, Kelly, and she said, well, thanks for your patience, not. And she started laughing. And I'm like, through a text. So I took that personally. And I'm thinking, oh, no, we're not going to play this game. Do you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to extend my energy anymore to anybody that doesn't return. Correct?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Correct.
And sometimes, right, like sometimes they, you know, whatever's going on with them pulls them in a different vibration where we don't line up, right? But
right.
And you may come back around, right? I'll never forget the first time I went to a class on angels and was like my first exposure to my spirituality journey.
Right.
I remember the teacher saying, you know, I like to think of it this way. We're all going down the river, right? We're all in the same river. But we all have our own canoe, right? And
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we travel along the river with the same people for a long time, and sometimes they veer off and we don't see
right.
them again. And sometimes
right.
they veer off and then they come back and we see them again. But
right.
we can never get in someone else's canoe, right? And we can't allow anyone else to get in our canoe and drive it, right? So
right. Right, that does make sense. It's like people are changing, and that's fine, because my mom said the same thing when she was living. People are not going to be the same. You're not going to be with the same crowd forever.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but I just wanted to know, like, oh, my God, is she talking about me? Like, how come she didn't wait? Like, that stuff. Like, we always wish her a happy birthday. But it's like, oh, okay. And then you get the high classness, and I don't like that. We're regular people here. We're not high class. We don't talk high class. We're just regular people. I mean, like, oh, my God. Like I'm a Catholic. I'm a regular person. I don't talk, like, you know, education. I don't talk about, like, in high words. Some of these high words I don't even know. Normal. And that's fine. But like, talk to me, like, in your own words. We've been knowing with each other for 20 years, like, what's going on, and sorry that you had a death in the family, but I also have one parent myself that got injured in October, and he's still dealing with health problems, and I got to do, if you want my business, work with me. And we always bring her gifts when he does the hair, and we don't even get nothing back. And that's, like, for 20 years. It's like, can you give me, like, a little mini hairspray or something? Just something. I mean, it doesn't have to be all the time. That's how I feel.
Well, we have to remember not
can
everyone
I butt in for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, I think it's really nice that you've given her gifts and all that, and I know how you feel when they're not giving back, but just on that one particular thing, you can't really expect them to give anything back, really. I know it hurts your feelings and everything, and I just think it's lovely that you give at all to her like that. That's really nice. But I would think that she probably is just barely making it and just trying to keep up with everything that she does. And she should be giving you a gift back for sure. But sometimes you just can't expect it from people who are service oriented. You know what I mean? Service type people,
right.
Because they're just trying to stay ahead of what they're doing. They're trying to keep up with what they're doing at all, and she may not be able to just do it right now. But I mean, she should give you a thank you note at least, something. I hear what you're saying, but it's hard
right.
to expect. It's hard. It's We can't always expect things back from people. You know what I mean?
I know, but I just think,
yeah.
I think me and Amber, we just, like, once you're in our lives and we see you, like, often, and we go back
yeah.
to you, and we go back, and it goes for 5 years, 10 years, like, just something
yeah.
little, just something little,
yeah.
and I mean,
yeah,
like, to
should.
Forget our birthday for 20 years, I think that is just, and I know, I think her hormones did change ever since she had the baby. I think she's going to be 2 or 3. I don't know. I just know I have a 17-year-old son that just talks to me the way he talks to me and just goes in his room. I'm very different with a son that's 17, and I think she's 37 and we're 39, but that doesn't mean, but she always thought that we were younger than her. And I'm thinking, no, we're a little bit older than you. And then she always just said to me, yeah, you're like already achieved with having a kid and like growing up. And I'm just starting. I can't help it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I can't help it. I rushed
yeah.
Jordan growing up.